Welcome to Empowered Through Health with Diane Solano, bringing you interviews with health and wellness experts from around the globe, educating, entertaining, and inspiring. Empowered Through Health starts now.
Hey everyone, it's that Friday time again where we're going to get together with some of our leading experts around the world talking about being empowered through health. So before we start off this week's show, I want you to know that we meet every other week here on Fridays, 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Our goal is to inspire you and give you information and tools. Sorry about the noise in the background today. I got a little kitty playing around me. But that's just the beauty about these podcasts and Zoom is you can record them from anywhere around the world. And again, today's goal is to help you become your best own health advocate. You are in charge of your life. You're in charge of your health. There's so much information out there, but bodies are completely natural. We have thrived on nutrition and supplements and natural protocols for thousands and thousands of years. There's an intelligence to our 100 trillion cells. And sometimes just knowing what options you have, what modalities are out there can really give you an empowered life. And really, life is about your health. Without health, you don't have anything. That's why I'm a big advocate of these shows and these sharing with all these wonderful practitioners around the world that I think are sometimes our best kept secrets that don't have enough of a platform to really share their message. So if you know anyone today that's maybe challenged with today's topic, which we're going to talk about Lyme's, then you know what? Buckle up and take some notes because you might hear something extraordinary or something that might just give you a little extra tool for you to go out and discover and ask questions. That's what you really want to do. So I want to make sure that we let you know that the goal of the show is to educate you. It's to give you tools. It's not here to diagnose. It's not here to give you medical advice. So you want to be able to have those conversations with your healthcare provider. But for now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to introduce our fabulous guest today, wonderful Ashley Rhodes. And she is a nurse practitioner who's been now moving into the functional medicines field, really fired up through natural health, her herself going through these specific challenges, and I'll get her to share her story. But really, Ashley is making some great movement into the health and wellness space because she's empowering others challenged not only with Lyme's, but really toxicity and all these issues that the world is experiencing. We're going to have that discussion today on the show. With no further ado, I'm going to welcome Ashley to our conversation today on Lyme's and what we can do about it and maybe kick it off with your story if you don't mind. I'm going to mute my background today because I got a crazy kitty happening here.
Well, hi, Diane. Hi. Thank you so much for having me. And like, I just love what you're doing. I think it's awesome. We have to get information out in the world and especially like let people know you have to be your own health advocate. And really, like, if you don't feel well and you're being told that, you know, nothing's wrong, just keep searching because there's answers and we really just have to listen to our own bodies and be our own advocate. And that's really important. My story is like a lot of people who've gotten into integrative functional medicine. I have my own journey of going through Lyme disease and all the co-infections. So when I was a child, like I always struggled. I remember being a kid and struggling with fatigue and my body felt stiff and I had pain. And, you know, as a kid, you don't really know what's going on. But through high school, I had like these vague symptoms and things were getting worse. And so I would go to the doctor and they would say, you're fine. You know, they really didn't have much to offer me. And so I just went on with life. And as I got older, symptoms got worse. Especially as I, you know, after I had my daughter, I was into my career and I was just type A personality, like go, go, go. Let me just push through because everybody's telling me that I'm fine. You know, my labs are normal, so I must just be tired. I must just be burnt out. But like I said, everything just gradually got worse. And eventually I did crash and I started having like a lot more pain, a lot of knee pain and tendonitis. And like, I got to the point I couldn't work out anymore because it was so bad. I would spend days on the couch. Like just, I knew something's not right. I went to a lot of different doctors. I was told by an orthopedic doctor that I should change careers because I was a floor nurse in the ICU and I was on my feet, you know, all day running around. He told me I should change careers because at 29, my arthritis was so bad. And I was like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, it can't be that bad. Like, so anyway, I kept seeking. I eventually went to a holistic doctor, naturopathic doctor, who diagnosed me with Lyme disease. And I was like, Lyme disease, you know? So I go home and I started researching. I was like, oh my God, I have Lyme disease. Like, it was like, it made so much sense at the time. And then I, you know, I just went on a journey of learning all I could and trying to heal. And like a lot of people who find out, I was like, all right, well, this is great. Now I have an answer. Let me fix it. And so I did everything I could to go after the infection. So a lot of most of the time, if you have Lyme disease, you have co-infections. So the main co-infections are Bartonella, Babesia, Anaplasma. Like, ticks carry lots of different pathogens. And so most people have multiple infections because at that point, the immune system's compromised. And then you usually have like whatever infection you got for transmitted from the tick, or multiple ticks if you've had multiple tick bites. So I just kept seeking for answers and I tried to go after the infections and just made myself much sicker because I wasn't doing any of the things that we know now to do, or, you know, that I know now to do, is to support drainage, support your liver and your kidneys. Like, you can't just go after the infection really hard. You have to really help your body to detox. So I spent years trying to get better and I wasn't getting better from Lyme. And then I learned about mold and I realized, oh my God, I'm living in a moldy environment. I was living in a moldy apartment. When I think back to like the homes that I lived in as a child and college, like a lot of them had mold in them. And so that overall toxic exposure over life just kind of builds in somebody in your body, and, you know, people get really sick. So that's kind of,
you nailed it. You know, the reason I just want to pause you there for a minute, and because there's so much to talk about on this topic. I know it's a controversial topic because some people feel like, well, you know, Lyme's is all in your head. It's not real. Some people feel like only the conventional medical model can deal with it. I just know this, people that have Lyme's, whether it's really Lyme's or not really Lyme's, they're miserable. And at 29, for you to be told, listen, you know, you can't perform the same way, except that that's your body. Too bad, so sad, go find a new career. And in your heart, you know that there's something going on. And I think the listeners need to really pay attention to that inner guidance that I too went through in my 20s, going, this can't be it. And you went after it. And the toxin load is real, right? We have an immune system, it's designed to defend us. But if it's overloaded, then it gets to the point where, you know, these toxins, these viruses, these infections, these bacteria, these molds, they accumulate over time. And you're the classic person that went through that.
Right. And I was devastated at the time. I was like, because exercise was like my vice, like my, that's how I dealt with everything, you know? And I was like, I couldn't exercise. So I was devastated. And on my journey, I discovered mold was a really big issue for me. And I wasn't able to heal from the infections until I got out of the mold. So that's, you know, I moved, I got out of mold, and then I was able to heal and repair and treat the infections. But I also learned through that. I spent 2 years with Dr. Corson, who's like a pretty well-known Lyme literate doctor. I worked with her for 2 years. I learned a lot from her. But 25% of the population, this is Richie Shoemaker's work, 25% of the population have a defect on chromosome 6 where they can't create that innate immune response to go in and pull those toxins out. So, you know, you can have one person or two people living in a moldy house and one person feels fine and the other person can't get off the couch. So, you know, that's one factor why some people get really sick with all this toxic buildup, because they can't get the toxins out. They need help. And then other people, you treat them and they get better within a few months and they're fine. And you're like, oh, well, that was easy. You know, so there's multiple factors that come into play when somebody gets chronically ill. And one of them is the toxins. And then, you know, how many times have you been infected? You know, trauma comes into play, all of those things that come that impact the body, injury, concussions, head injuries, all of those things can contribute to an overall chronic illness.
And that's what happens over time, it gets worse. So how do you test for this? How do you know? And it's good to know that every this is an individual thing, because like you said, if it's a genetic issue, whether it's you're just, you know, your body's organs that detoxify are not working at optimal, then you could be living under the same roof and everyone thinks you're the crazy one, everyone else is fine, but it's because you physically are drowning in your own body's toxicity. How do you know that mold's the issue? Like, how can you test for this? Because there are many people on this call going, man, I'm always tired. And I too can't, maybe I'm not working out the same way, or I'm exhausted after workout, or I can barely keep up with, you know, anything over 10 minutes. How do you know? What do you do?
So if you want to test your house for mold, there's different ways to do that. You can have a company come in and evaluate. So they'll evaluate where they think there could be an issue, because you can have mold behind the walls. You can have, like, I ask a lot of patients, well, do you think that there's mold in their house, in your house? And most of them always say no, but it can be hidden. It can be hidden behind the walls. If there's mold in the basement, it can get into the HVAC system. So the easiest way is to do like a home ERMI test, where you collect dust and you send it into a company and they evaluate it and give you a score. You can also take a piece of your HVAC filter and send that in and get that tested as well. And then if that would come up high, then you would want to have somebody, a professional, come in to figure out where is the mold, where's the issue. Testing for Lyme, I use certain specialized companies. You can use LabCorp or Quest. They're, in my opinion, not as accurate. I wouldn't do the ELISA at all. If you're going to use LabCorp or Quest, I would do the Western blot and look at the bands, because there are, so on a test, they show first you to be positive, you have to have 5 bands positive for IgG. So some of those bands are species specific bands that somebody who is knowledgeable in that can look at that and say, well, you have symptoms and you have 3 species specific bands coming up, but you don't have 5 for to call it positive, but you know, that's another way of diagnosing somebody. But I've used Igenix a lot. They're a big company. They're really well known. Medical Diagnostic Laboratories, also a really good company that I use a lot. And then Vibrant has a really good tick-borne panel as well.
Got it. So at least people can start ruling it out, whether they have it or they don't have it. And I guess anybody could get a tick at any time in their life, because there are people that may have gotten a tick bite when they were children and it doesn't show up till years later, correct?
Correct. Yeah. I mean, I got multiple tick bites as a child, and I'm sure that I contracted at some point as a child, because I was running around the woods. I live in Pennsylvania. You know, my parents picked ticks off of us all the time, and not knowing back then what we know now. So I've seen people like not get sick till years later. You know, or you can get a tick bite and not know you got a tick bite.
True.
So the baby nymphs, the baby nymphs are only the size of a poppy seed.
Okay, so that's good to know.
Yeah, I mean, they're tiny. A lot of people say, well, I don't think I've ever been bit by a tick. But you can get bit by a tick and not know it. So
that's important to know, because many people, I see that a lot. But I've never gotten bit by a tick. I live in a city. Like, how is that even possible? Right. So that's really important to do. So what can people do? Okay. So, you know, they've gotten the positive, or maybe they haven't gotten the positive. Maybe they're not there, but they want to start being proactive. Like, what can people start doing to start making, you know, a change in their life, get their life back, get their energy back, get that vitality back? Because it really robs people of that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really devastating. And to just feel horrible all the time is not fun. So, I mean, I would first, what I first start with people is foundation, right? So you want to work on eliminating toxicity coming in and start getting it out. So even if you're not in a moldy environment and you're just struggling with Lyme, you're still overburdened. So, and you're inflamed. So you want to start with diet. Number one would be, I always recommend organic, non-GMO, 100% like gluten-free. because gluten is very inflammatory. So anything that's causing more inflammation to the body is going to make you feel worse. So I would start with diet, and then supporting your detox pathways. So I use homeopathy and like different drainage remedies, but like supporting your liver with something like milk thistle, or supporting the kidneys with dandelion tea or things like that to support toxins getting out, making sure you're moving your bowels every day. If you're not moving your bowels every day, you are toxic. You know, we have to get, this is our pathways of elimination and how we get toxins out.
Such a big deal. So the bottom line is you want to, it's like a bank account, right? You don't want to keep putting in, like withdrawing, you're not making any deposits. So by cleaning out your diet, and I agree with you, Ashley, you know, the cleaner the food, the better. Less packaging is better. Right. Whole foods, I think that's a really big one. So if you're on this call and you're like, hey, I want to start eating clean, I don't know where to start. The less amount of ingredients in a packaged food, the better. So if you got an orange, there's no ingredients on the orange. There's no ingredients on an apple. So do what you can to eat whole foods, clean foods, obviously. Lots of water. I love the non-gluten because it is inflammatory, even if you feel fine on it. But then there's things like alcohol, very inflammatory, right? What other are pro-inflammatory foods you typically would get people off of, Ashley, in your practice?
Yeah, if I'm treating somebody for Lyme, I'm absolutely no alcohol, no gluten, all the white stuff. I would just stay away from the white stuff. I usually recommend no dairy. Some people tolerate dairy, some people don't. And even if people think that gluten doesn't bother them, they usually feel better getting off of it. I mean, especially if you have Lyme or some kind of chronic illness that's causing a lot of inflammation in your body, then I highly recommend cutting it out and just see how you feel. So, yeah. And then adding, when you think of food, of what you're putting into your body, is it harming you or is it helping you? You know, adding foods that are restorative and healing to the body.
More colors, more better. That's, I'm a big fan of colors, right? Colors have superpowers in them. So I'm a big fan of all the colors of fruits and vegetables. Cleaner is better. You can't go wrong going down that route for sure. You just can't go wrong with the clean and veggie fruit program for sure, for sure, for sure. And again, like you said, moving the bowels, that's a really big one. Your elimination routes, they're designed to get rid of junk, you know, liver, kidney, but bowels are big. So if you're not having daily bowel movements, that's really important. And even more than one time a day for some individuals, right? Things like magnesium citrate, really nice for helping bowel function. Anybody on the call today that even if you just want to start somewhere, just clean out the diet, start moving those bowels. What about exercise? What are your thoughts around that? I think it's important to move lymph, but you know, people are really exhausted and tired. Where would you start, Ashley?
Yeah, I think trying to incorporate exercise is really important. Even if you feel so horrible, you feel like you can't get off the couch, stretch, do some light yoga, do something to move the body. Like when I have people on protocols, I like to try to get them to at least move somewhat because it helps like mobilize those toxins and get them out. So, but you don't want to push yourself either. If you're feeling exhausted and you feel sick, then don't push yourself more to more exhaustion. The goal in the beginning would be to restore the body, build the body up, help the open detox pathways and add more healing foods. And then also like making sure you get good quality sleep and managing your stress, which can be really hard when you don't feel well. You're concerned, you have anxiety about why don't you feel well, and then you're not sleeping because of the anxiety or because of the inflammation in your brain, because whatever is going on in your body. So it can be difficult to really manage stress, but it's so important because when we have that anxiety, then overall we feel worse, right? It's like a cycle.
It's so true. When people are worried about their health, it's in the back of your mind. What's wrong with me? I'm not feeling well. What's wrong with me? I'm not feeling well. What am I going to do? Is this forever? There's a lot that happens in your head subconsciously, and it shows up at night. And that does impact sleep quality. I'm a big fan of really going into, there's a balance between taking control, asking questions, knowing that there's answers out there if you want them. And then that whole piece of surrendering through the process and saying, what is it here for me as a gift to learn? Am I pushing myself too hard? Am I not taking care of my body? The body is always speaking. Right. And sometimes it starts yelling at you, and it sometimes the yelling comes in conditions, right? So why is it that one person can live under a certain roof and not get ill and the other one doesn't? Sure, there's a genetic component, but what if it's also because you've pushed yourself too far? That happened to me. Earlier years pushed myself so far that I couldn't handle the same level of exercise that I used to. I couldn't handle the same level of stress because my body would just stop in its cold feet faster. Until I started taking care of myself and surrendering to the process, I think that part was really, really important. Any other tip you want to add, Ashley? And then I want to open up the topic around one of the products you've decided to incorporate in your practice as well, medicinal mushrooms. You know, many people on the call may know that I am a big fan of medicinal mushrooms. I'm seeing how Mother Nature helps Mother Nature. This is why I love whole foods. I love proper love and care. And really, you know, fractals, which is what nature is made out of. It's the intelligence of Mother Nature you can never duplicate in a lab. And I think medicinal mushrooms are really have a huge impact on health. I'm seeing many practitioners now carrying them in their office. Maybe you can expand a little bit about that. We have a few minutes left before we wrap up today's call.
Yeah, so I completely agree with you on the taking care of yourself, because of a lot of us just push ourselves to burnout and then we get sick, and then we got to pick up the pieces and figure out why are we sick. And it's harder to recuperate the body than it is to crash and burn, like, you know, but yeah, the main takeaways I would say, if you think maybe you have Lyme and you want to get started, I would number one, clean up the diet, try to do everything you can to support the body in detoxing. Find somebody who's knowledgeable in testing and can test you. Make sure you're not living in a moldy house or working in a moldy house, because that can contribute significantly. And support your immune system with things like sleep, managing stress, antioxidants. I like L-theanine to help manage anxiety. I use that a lot for people, and I use CBD oil a lot. But then going into the Reishi and the Ganoderma, I've started using that a lot because it's a really powerful adaptogen, and it just helps calm that stress response. People have less anxiety with it. They're sleeping better. They have less pain. I've just found it really useful to incorporate in my protocols, and people love coffee. So if you add the King coffee, then people don't have to give up their coffee, because some people, when they're really sick, they don't tolerate coffee at all.
Right.
You know, and I personally don't tolerate dirty coffee at all. Like, if I drink coffee, it needs to be organic, low in pesticides and mold toxins, because people don't realize there's a lot of mold toxins in coffee. And so coffee would make me sick because I'm sensitive to mold toxins. So.
And that's brilliant. See, for anyone on this call, coffee's a big one. That's the reason why I fell in love with this, you know, Reishi infused coffee. That's real coffee that tastes like coffee. It is real coffee, and it's amazingly good. I find 80% of people that try this feel so good they can't go back to their old brands. I know you had a nurse practitioner colleague of yours that tried it, and the other day when we were doing a health call, she was so ecstatic over how she felt on it. But the bottom line is this: there's mold in coffee. There's pesticides in coffee, especially dirty coffee. And I love how, Ashley, because you're sensitive, your litmus paper test for non-quality products, they speak to you in ways that tell you this isn't very good. So this is where I know you've started incorporating King. King is one of our favorite brands as practitioners. You want to reach out to Ashley, find out more, feel free to follow her on Instagram. She can definitely hook you up with some really turbo boosted, you know, super infused medicinal mushroom base. That's the Ganoderma, that's the Reishi, in case you're wondering on the call what that is. Medicinal mushrooms are coming back. They're on a rise because they are really helping bodies detoxify. They're helping with inflammation. They're helping with energy production, oxygen distribution. The list goes on and on and on, because it's intelligence from Mother Nature that goes in the soil and heals the planet. And if it's healing the planet, well, what do you think it's doing to your cells? So we're starting to find a lot of published medical literature on the power of medicinal mushrooms. So we're seeing practitioners around the world incorporating it into their practices. This company was just smart. They put it in coffee because people don't want to give up their coffee. And a lot of us natural practitioners, we take people off of coffee and alcohol and sugar and gluten. And that's just part of cleaning up, but you're going to feel amazing. And again, coffee was just one of those things people didn't want to let go. So we have options for you now. Ashley, where can people find you if they want to connect with you? If you can share with everyone, maybe your Instagram handles or your website, they can have a nice conversation with you. Maybe that somebody wants to get tested or they just want to have more questions with you.
Yeah, so I can be found on Facebook, Rising Soul Health and Wellness, and Instagram is at Rising Soul Health. And my email is Ashley, A-S-H-L-Y, at risingsoulhealth.com.
Love it. Thank you, Ashley, for sharing today. There we go. A little insight into Lyme's, or a lot of insight. It depends on where you are in your journey or maybe somebody you know. If you want to be part of our community, feel free to follow myself, Diane Solano, Instagram. It's actually the Diane Solano with two N's. We are now starting to compile many people around the world that are falling in love with the information. Our podcast every other week is on different health topics. We highlight different practitioners around the world that are having profound changes in people's physiology, giving you answers outside the box. And of course, those that are starting to follow us want to be part of our health community, where you can go into our Facebook groups and be part of a community that's sharing information, asking questions, recipes, downloads, practitioners, you name it. It's been a lot of fun. And of course, you can feel free to go to our linked tree handle on Instagram and sign up for our wealth guide, which is all about health, wellness, and abundance. So hopefully you got something out of today's call. And we're going to close it off by wishing you all a powerful, empowered life. Every other Friday, we're here to share information around the world that can really, really be life-changing for someone. You are your own best health advocate. Don't ever forget that. If there's something in your heart, in your soul that makes you feel like I know there's another answer, then what you want wants you. That's ultimately it. Your vibration, your energy is out there to seek more answers. Keep looking, because there are so many intelligent things, Mother Nature, natural practitioners, new things are on the rise all the time. And the science is there. You know, you want to tap into your own personal power and really create that life, that quality of life, to be able to go out and be the best version of yourself. If you don't have health, you don't have anything. And many people, especially on today's call, that have suffered through Lyme, chronic fatigue, mold toxicity, know what that's like to feel like a Lamborghini and have no engine. So the whole idea here is to give you information and tools for you to go out there and find what you need to do to become the best version of you, so you can show up powerfully in this world and contribute back to what we need, which is community. So thank you, Ashley, for being here today. Thank you for everyone. Feel free to connect with us next Friday. Come to our Instagram handles and see some of the great sound bites we have of other practitioners around the world. Thanks so much for being with us today, Ashley.
Thank you for listening to Empowered Through Health with Diane Solano. For more information, visit Senergy.ca. That's Senergy.ca. Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.